The state Senate passed a charter school reform and oversight bill yesterday that opponents say lost most of its bite along the way, though the bill's sponsor, State Senator Kate Brophy McGee, fiercely argued otherwise.
This bill represents a compromise, and simply saying it has no teeth doesn't mean it has no teeth. It absolutely has teeth.
The Arizona Charter Schools Association helped write the legislation, but Brophy McGee defended the process. She stressed her bill was a bipartisan effort to address ongoing procurement, oversight, and accountability issues, and is focused on the majority of charter operators. Craig Harris, investigative reporter for the Arizona Republic and the journalist behind a lot of Arizona charter investigations, is here with us to talk more about it. Craig, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's begin with what this bill actually does and what people going into the session thought it might actually do.
Well, what the bill actually does is it does, and in one respect, give a lot more power to the Attorney General's office. So even those who don't think the bill went far enough will concur with that it allows the Attorney General to get subpoena power, to look at some of the civil ways of things, how they're spent. And so I think there's a universal agreement that that's good. So the AG has a little bit more teeth. Other than that, the bill does not do anything to stop all the things that we've written about where people become multimillionaires by running charter school operations.
Was there a sense that this bill would go farther earlier in the session? I mean, or was this sort of what we expected to see?
No, I think the promise was when I talked with Senator Brophy McGee last fall when she was in an extremely tight reelection campaign, which she won by just a few hundred votes. She talked about overall, I'm going to look at procurement, which is how you buy things. I'm going to look at some of the abuses that the Arizona Republic has written about, and she had made that promise. Well, once she got back to the legislature come January and she won her race over a teacher, Christine Marsh, by a few hundred votes, things changed. You know, first of all, she let the Charter Association, which is a nonprofit group that represents about the 500-plus charter schools, their lobbyists got to write quite a bit of the bill. She was changed in her opinion of how they run. And so a lot of the teeth that I think folks were hoping that would get through her were taken out.
Craig, what about some of the modifications to charter boards? Based on what you wrote this morning in the paper, it appears you don't think, and a lot of other people don't think, they went far enough. But are there changes that could make any difference there?
There are changes, yes. Right now, you can't just put a board of directors with all your relatives. You can only have two. And you have to have at least one other person who's independent. Now, there's a very loose term on the person who's independent. So you could have you and your brother, and you could have you and your brother's best friend. And maybe another best friend, and maybe another best friend. And then the three best friends of you could then decide, well, we're still going to buy services from the owner and the brother's owner. And there's no prohibition that stops charters from hiring private management companies to do all of their business. And once they do that, you have no idea where the money goes. BASIS, which is by far one of the highest rated public schools in the country, they do an exceptional job. But what they do is they take almost all of the money they get from the state of Arizona and they transfer it over to a private management company that is owned and operated by the founder of BASIS, and they spend that money any way they want. And so you're not allowed to know what their executive pay is or what goes on because they move all that over. This bill does absolutely nothing to stop that.
Senator Brophy McGee said yesterday, we talked to her here on the show, she said on the Senate floor yesterday that the most egregious cases, what she called the outliers, those issues need to sort of be dealt with separately. Is there any evidence that that is happening or going to happen?
No, there's none at all. The only thing this bill really does is it's a continual full employment act for investigative reporters at the Arizona Republic because we will continue
you
to
could use that these days.
Yeah, we could use that. And for other outlets, because we'll be able to continue to write about the multi-millions of dollars that insiders are making with charter schools for at least a whole nother year, because this bill does nothing to stop that. And so the self-dealing or the insider dealing, the no-bid contracts, all the things that would be highly illegal in a public school district are completely legal for charter schools.
Any sense of the level of support this bill will have now that it's moving over to the House?
Well, I think it will probably get passed in the House. I mean, the advantage there is much smaller. Republicans have a 31-29 advantage compared to the Senate, where it was 17-13. And I think this is a very important bill for Senator Brophy McGee, because what it can do is when you run for re-election next year, you can say, I reform charter schools. And a lot of legislators did the same thing when they said, I supported pay raises for teachers, when they were adamantly opposed to that. But at the end of the day, they did vote for it so they could legally put out a campaign flyer that said, I support public education, when they haven't. So once again, you can put out a campaign mailer that said, I supported charter school reform, but at the end of the day, there's nothing that ultimately gets changed, according to critics, that will stop a lot of the abuses.
Craig, let me squeeze in one very quick question, final question. So State Senator Eddie Farnsworth has been in this position for a long time. He has benefited from the charter laws as they are. You've had a nice little back and forth with him. But he has not violated laws. Should that concern the general public that the system is set up in such a way that what Eddie Farnsworth has done and others have done, really, there's nothing wrong with it, and now lawmakers have decided not to come down on them?
Well, there's nothing illegal.
Right.
Some would argue there is something wrong with it, because what Senator Farnsworth did, you're correct, he runs a very good charter school called Benjamin Franklin. He built it up from scratch. They have very high academic grades, and he ran it as a private business. And so what he did last year is he created a nonprofit business that he installed the board of directors with his friends, including a couple lobbyists, and then they paid him top dollar for his schools, and he made about $13.9 million. They also hired him to stay on as a consultant, and they hired his brother to be the chief executive. Completely legal, absolutely legal. People question whether it's right or not, but it is legal, and Senator Farnsworth voted yesterday for the charter school reform, even though he pointed out he didn't think it was necessary.
Craig Harris of the Arizona Republic. Craig, thank you as always.
Thanks a lot.